Blog Talk Radio.
Al Gordon. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
And that's Kelsey Mars from, I think, the third sheriff release that said it was entitled Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy. Welcome once again. And I have about three people on the phone line. So let's make this as fast as possible. As I welcome you to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 11, verse 17. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation and an acronym for music, activism, and news. For those listening live on 3342, Music on blogtalkradio.com. We thank you. Feel free to call 646-478-0944 to add your thoughts. MP3 format, send to emaxxradio@gmail.com. So if it's music, commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, just stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind after I come to you and you don't speak, you can always call back or press 1. So in other words, I'm letting you know out there, get something together because I'm going to come to the phone line whether you press the 1 key to speak or not, just because the creator allows you to make the show, not myself. Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Also, YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. for music. Instagram is J.R. Alfred Porter. You can check out the Facebook page of Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook page of Kent and Angelica. Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com. You can Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes. The website of 3342 Music, which is www.3342music.com. Also, OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Facebook, Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage, blackonblackcleveland.com. Facebook, Pete Weeks. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. VoiceItRadio.com, and that will be tomorrow 5 p.m., Miss Jenny is the guest. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter Jr., period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, YouTube page, Miss Commentary, Cleveland, www.templabor.org if you're looking for work. Also, thelogtv.com has a lot of programming on it. We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Now, as I look here, we have so many people on the phone lines. I'll get to an announcement after I give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. What I will tell you is honorable mention. Honorable mention, number one, is The Black Talk Table, which airs this coming Saturday, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Honorable mention to Suave Gotti with I Love It. Also, now we go to number 10. Sheriff Kilroy, 1,400-plus views and counting, I Need a Queen on the Facebook stream video. Number 9, Facebook, Malik X, Savage Royale, Grog Shop last Thursday. Number 8, debuting, Facebook, Money Man with Only Native Sounds, Fonzarelli, Trap Boy Mannequin, Grog Shop last night. Number 7, debuting, the Major Jam Food Drive. The Major Jam Food Drive, which will happen at May 5th, Thursday, at Carouche Park, 17218 Tarkington Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44128, from 4 to 7 p.m. The first 10 people that bring canned goods to this event will receive a free cash voucher. Come and get a plate while jamming to music all over the world, including our own local talent, such as Major Taps, Almighty FX, Al Sheriff Kilroy, some other people who we know will be there will be, of course, the Godfather, Suave Gotti, DJ Cowboy, and Sister Monica. That's how it is on the flyer, reading how it is on the flyer. Bill Bell Beats, the Cash Brothers, so there you go, and other invited guests. My thing is, as I go through, number 6 debuting, Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 223, and other events. That's how it appears on Facebook. The reason that I'm saying that is because we need to at least know that from what it says, I'm going by what it says directly, and that's at 1899 Main Classroom Building, CSU, Cleveland State University, large room, number 136, East 22nd Street. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue, and it will be, okay, this coming Saturday. I have to do my best to change that little one so it'll say May 7th on there. And you can be mean, but keep it clean. Radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live with DJ Dollar Rock, tributes, Mr. Ronnie B's, hip-hop workshop news, the freestyle cypher, and more. Also, there'll be copies of Commander-in-Chief as giveaways. We will debut the anti-music industry album preview probably around 1:30. Three Kings will debut on 1008 Vision Day. Miss Jenny will be there as well as HJS. And also letting people know that on there are other things happening as well. So instead of me getting to that, I'll just go on and leave it because we're going to get to some of those very things anyway. So, number 5 debuting, Facebook, Escape of Seymour Avenue Kidnapping Victims Anniversary Rally and Vigil. That's how it looks on Facebook. And what it basically says at that event, because people need to know, that particular event is at 2207 Seymour Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113. And so it's an anniversary rally in itself. And it's going to be a phenomenal event. It's the time has been changed to 5:15 p.m. so people can get off work and be there. Also, ClevelandUrbanNews.com has a lot to do with that. Imperial Women's Coalition, the Imperial Women Coalition, Carl Stokes Brigade will be on board. Sister Laura Cohen, domestic violence advocate, she'll be on hand, and many others. Number four, Facebook moving up. BWE Future Kids Youthology 2.0 Community Block Party, where Suave Gotti, Sheriff Kilroy, Lyrical Storm, and a lot of other young youth perform. Plus, you had guests in the house from 1008 Vision, Divine Victory, CUMR, Lady D, Vanessa's Fashions, Awards, and Food was there. Number three, moving up, Trappy Awards 3.0 last Wednesday. Carolyn's Exotic Cuisine. It was 20-plus winners. Sheriff Kilroy was one, Lynn Tolliver Jr.'s daughter, Indica Spitz, China Blow. My message, make them respect you. I'll get into that particular message later on in the program. Number two, moving up, Survivors Speak to Heal, which was last Saturday, CSSJ on Cedar. It was media there. It was more. It was healing. That debuted at number two. And number one, moving up, it was because it was that big with media attention and everything else. Souls to the Polls yesterday. Before I go to the phone line, anybody on the phone line, feel free to use your smartphone while you wait. You might want to take this number down. The number for a free bus trip to Washington, D.C. Free bus trip to Washington, D.C. in care of this show with meal included. You dial 216-200-1270. Queen Cheryl, it's a beautiful program. Definitely let her know where you heard it from. Definitely Al Porter, Man in the Street. Again, bus trip to D.C. with a meal included. Dial up 216-200-1270. Queen Cheryl, and definitely let her know you heard about it on this program. Now, this is what I'm going to do. I've run my mouth for so long. I'm going to go to the 216-538 phone number first. 216-538. 216-538, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty well and blessed, Mr. Porter. This is PulsePoint.net calling. And I want to say thank you so very much for that introduction to the function that's coming up Thursday.
Myself
and Cowboy will be there, but I do have to specify that yes, I am Sister Monica, better known as PulsePoint.net. Pull up the website and see everything that I do. If anyone can't make it, they could text me, a mail order, take PayPal, Cash App, and drop it right in the mail. And we'll bless you with a gift. So here's Cowboy, the Music Man.com.
Hello, Brother Al.
Hey, how you doing, family?
I'm holding up and hanging in now.
That's good. That's good. So I take it we're going to see you and hear from you this coming Thursday evening.
Oh, most definitely. And we're going to rock the park and drop the beat. I'm going to say 410. That's a CB language. I got to get that out the mix. I'm used to talking on the citizen band, so I got to get that out the mix, so.
Okay.
We're going to do the darn thing. I'm trying to decide if I should bring the 10,000 watt out or the 2,800 watt out.
Ooh, it's going to be phenomenal. As a matter of fact, that's that area. I grew up in that area. Even Uncle Durwood Hughes, may rest in peace, rest in heaven. House was right across the street from that park. So I guess maybe, just maybe, we might hear the cowboy song this coming Thursday. We just might have a cowboy song on deck for you. So tell us what else is going on.
Well, at 8925 Huff, but this is for the residents only, because the manager here ain't going to have it no other way.
Okay.
But we're doing a Mother's Day concert here with you included, also with Ronnie B, the Unforgivable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. And we're going to show them, the resident here, how we play, how we do things.
Gotcha.
You know, because they see how we be going out and we going different places and doing different things. But I just want them to see, not to be a showboat and show out, but I just want them to see how my life has changed since I met Miss Monica, since I met you guys that's been in our corner, not just my corner, but our corner, you know, so thickly and heavily. And you know, people see that, you know, we doing good, you know, we... And every time they see us bringing our equipment out constantly and everything, and they be saying, you got another show? Yes, we have another show to do, or I'm going playing here and going playing there, and they'll come and support us or whatever, wherever we at. You know,
gotcha.
Most of them don't have cars, you know. So that's why I came up with the concept of giving the residents here a Mother's Day concert, because there's an elderly woman that stay here. She's in her 90s. She's about 92. She's up in her 90s. So that's one of the reasons why I like to do this, you know, because management ain't doing nothing for the resident here. The only time they do something is for, like, around the holiday season, like Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner,
mm-hmm.
or Thanksgiving dinner. So it takes another resident to do something for the resident. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that I got to call Art to see would he be a participant of this function that we're having, and hoping that he will be able to bring Channel 3 News in here, because there you never found or never seen a resident to give a resident of a complex, of a high-rise, a function of a Mother's Day.
Hmm?
And that's
been done before. Well, before you leave off, I want to let you know certain elements of the Art McCoy Radio Show will cover it live, and so I will reach out to Brother Art about your history-making moment. So go ahead once again. Thank you.
Yes, because, see, I'm always playing music here. When I first started out, they love the music I play, because I don't play all that dirty stuff, dirty rap. That's not in my musical category. I have that type of music, but I don't play it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Because I'm always down for the old R&B. You know, hey, If they can't get down with the stylistic, dramatic, delphonic, you know all them old groups, and I'm
right.
quite sure everybody out there listening in can understand what I'm saying. Had to throw that
right.
in there too. But
thank you.
No one never heard of that before. A resident giving a concert to a complex where he stays at to a building where he stays at for their residence. That's never been heard of before. And I believe in my heart, I'll be the first one to do it.
I
feel that's what you call back, giving back to the community. Because this building was formerly known as Community Circle 2. They closed out Community Circle 1, but now this is now Kingsbury Towers. But I'm always playing music. I have always been playing music. So Miss Monica, when I met up with Miss Monica, a.k.a. Miss Paul's Point, as she looked at me sideways, she told me, you've been playing music for so long, why don't you just start taking it out and start getting paid for it? So, and that's what I've been doing. So, and I think since I've been doing that, things has been great since I met you guys and been taking the lessons at Cleveland State, since I met you guys at Cleveland State University. Things been getting better for us.
Amen.
And if it wasn't for you guys, we'd be at a standstill.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for you all as I leave off of this phone call. Know what that is? I want you both to check your phone numbers or and your text messages, because I just sent you the information. Each one to call up the 216-200-1270 after the radio show tonight, so you can take that free bus trip to D.C., Washington, D.C., meal included, care of the radio show. So I want you all to enjoy your evening, and we look forward to joining you at a couple of these events this week. I thank you all for calling in.
Well, Ms. Paul's Way, want to say something before we disconnect?
Very quickly, Mr. Porter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like it says on the flyer, Miss Monica, and I'm going to say that I'm going to lay out the song Miss on Sunday for Mother's Day. I'm going to make everybody cry, and everyone's going to know why they call me Miss. Yes, I'm going to lay it out. All right, I'll pass it on now. Carry on.
Thank you. You all have an enjoyable evening, and thank you for calling in.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
No problem. Peace.
And we're going to call that number.
Yep, call that number.
Are you going on that first trip?
Planning on it.
Okay.
So this ought to be a fun bus trip to D.C. Definitely hold the line, and I'll appreciate it. As I think I know what I better do now, I'm going to at least get to all of our phone callers, starting with the patient number of 216-209. 216-209. How are you doing out there?
Glory to God, Al. Thank you. This is John from Black Odyssey. I know it's been almost over a year, maybe a little less than a year since I called in, but it's been so much that's been going on. And,
right.
But I'm going to keep it brief. And, you know, because I make things personal on this show because you're personal to me and everybody who calls. So in between this time, it's been some of the good and some of the not so good. One of the things that's good, I done lost 81 pounds since this pandemic started till now. And then I lost my dad. So that kind of like bagged me up from a lot of shooting a lot of videos for any and everybody. So I started doing more videos. It was kind of like personal and private videos for a lot of people.
Yeah,
and I'm still out here. I'm still doing a lot of things. But we have a concert coming up, and it's kind of on the private side because they have a lot of executives going to be there, iHeartRadio, and a few other labels and stuff is going to be there as well. It's going to be Friday the 13th at the Mediterranean Hall. It is a private event. So if you want to get in on the event, you can shoot me a text at 216-209-4408. Or if you want to come and pay at the door, still text me so I can relay the information to the people at the door to let them know you're coming. The event is $25 online if you get the link, and it's $30 at the door. So right now I'm still at the lab, so I just wanted to make sure I made this call into Al Porter Blog Talk because it's that important, not just to me, but the whole community. And this is a big platform. It's not as small as it used to be. It's bigger than what people may realize now. So, and I want to just thank you and salute you for putting a platform together and keeping it going.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, because you said that as you hang up, definitely check your text message. Because I just sent you the 216-200-1270 for that bus trip to D.C. It's free. There'll be a meal included. Just hit them up after this particular program tonight. Compliments of Al Porter, Man in the Street. I thank you very much for tuning in and calling in, and may you definitely, at least if nothing else, continue to be blessed with your music, what you all are doing, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Al. And even though I'm in the lab, I'm gonna put the phone on mute and listen to the rest of the show. All right, so I'm with you all the way to the end, my man.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much. You know, I'm very appreciative to how the program is going. And again, I should have put out there that when you call in to that number, you are definitely speaking to the Musketeer Ambassador, Queen Cheryl Pritchard. So I appreciate everything. Now, I know what I've been doing. I've done a lot of lip service at the beginning of this radio show, meaning I talked a whole lot. But what I'm going to do is make the attempt to get myself back together. So I only have a couple of more phone callers to get to. The next one on the list who's waited so patiently is that 216-270. 216-270. Welcome aboard. How are you doing? 216-270. Yes, go ahead.
My name is Dantes Taylor.
What's going on, Dantes?
This is my first time calling Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it is.
And we got big things going on in the city. Don't forget to mark your calendar for June the 26th.
June 26th.
Yes, we have the 20th Annual Gospel Festival Exploding 2022 anniversary. And it will be at Hayes Temple Church of God in Christ. Yes, and it's going to be at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station, on 930 Kinsman in Cleveland, Ohio, 44104 on Sunday, June 26, 2022. We have doors open at 2, dinner starts at 2:30. Well, we have two shows. We have one at 4 and one at 7 p.m. And early bird special tickets are $15 to May 26th. Then after May 26th, they go up to $20. Our special guest group is the Fleshman Singers, all the way from Cleveland. Al Porter Jr. will be there, and we have some. Don't miss this, because we got something special. We have a presentation, and the kitchen will be open to sell dinners to the public. And you can call Dontez Taylor at 216-270-2019. And this is a big show, because we have some surprises that you don't want to miss.
Okay. And what year anniversary is this?
20.
All right. Thank you
I would like to thank Reverend G. L. Ware. I'd like to thank him. He's gone on home. He died on February 14, 2004, and he's the one that let me come in Grace Temple and start this whole program. And he supported, like Reverend Williams, but we moving on, we making it better, and our DJ will be none other than the Major Cowboy, the Backyard DJ. He'll be there.
Wow.
And special we have Miss Pulse Point singing too.
Oh man, you are making things
now. Because I believe that these early bird tickets gonna be gone before you know it. So you better get them.
Thanks for that warning, Dontez. We will, and I'm also sending a text message to your phone to make sure that, you know, as this program ends at 10 tonight, you call the 216-200-1270 phone number.
And don't forget to get to Seymour. Don't forget to get to Seymour whatever day it is.
This coming Friday.
What day is it?
Thank you. This coming Friday
to Seymour at 5:15. You don't want to miss this thing at Seymour, and they got some tributes to these brave three young women that are brave.
Yes.
They was brave and kept it going. So
yeah,
don't forget them. Don't forget them.
Amen. We won't
don't
forget them.
To the show.
Thank you so much, man. I'm feeling blessed and highly favored. As a matter of fact, before I go to the 216-412 phone number, ninth year anniversary, I want to talk about 9 years ago when the two young ladies were found. This show has always come on a Monday night, which is very important. I remember when they were found, it was on a Monday night. Weather was nice outside. I'm just giving you this backdrop. I did my show, Al Porter Man in the Street, live from the location, because that was the biggest news story that afternoon, that they had found Gina DeJesus, Amanda Berry. Because the third name was considered an adult and not missing, we didn't know we were looking for Michelle Knight. We didn't. We knew that we were already looking for those other young ladies. This is very important where I'm going with this story. Just follow me for a little while. This is only an 8-foot step ladder for the soapbox, so it's not going to last a long time. But, you know, there were people in the community for the 10 years that they were missing. They jumped on Art McCoy, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Survivors, Victims of Tragedy. Even people like Peace in the Hood, Laura Cohen, and others who searched. and said, why don't you all tell the parents and let the parents know, even a psychic on TV said, that those girls are dead. Stop stringing them along. And Art McCoy said, I dare the Cleveland police to prove to me that they aren't alive and being held somewhere right up under our noses. Now, some people would say, hey, what were you all doing over there? We were there to back up a family. We were there to back up a family. It doesn't matter what side of town, if it's east, west, north, or south. We were there to back up a couple of families, and that's what we did. And come to find out, those young ladies were found alive. So this coming Friday, it's all about hope. You never give up hope. You never stop. You have to have hope. The reason that I wanted to throw that out there is because, and this is very important, Emax, I talked to him and said, I won't be able to do the radio show because I'm going over there to see what's going on. And Emax said, you can do the radio show. I'll take it over, and you call in live from over there. So we get over there with the Charles Ramsey and everything else that's going on. And the ride that I went out there with that saw everything from start to finish was an artist by the name of Major Taps. So it's just interesting how things come back full circle. Now, I wasn't long on no soapbox for that, but what I'm going to do is go to the 216-412 phone number. 216-412. Had to make sure that I was looking at the right number. Boom. There it is. Let's go to 216-412. You're on live. How are you doing?
Is this the sheriff?
Yes, it is the sheriff. Who am I talking to this evening?
Wow. Yo, this is so dope. I am on the Sheriff Kierwoys. This is Kyle. Hi. How you guys doing?
Doing well, Kyle. What's on your mind, Kyle?
Whoa. Woo. Man. I'm in a place to be. Wow, it's just a huge opportunity. Yo, this is Kyle. I just have to say I'm a big, huge fan. Yes. Kyle, the whole organization, you know. Yes, hi, I'm Kyle. I'm a white guy. Yeah. You know, though, I just love the black culture, you know. And so
we appreciate it.
Thank you. Yes, it's all about diversity, you know. You got to bridge that gap. You know, my Uncle Don, you know, we've talked and things of that nature, you know. Yeah, I'm related to Uncle Don, you know. That was our, if you guys don't know, that was our, a couple of years ago, that was our American president. So Uncle Don, you know, he gives his shout outs and his love to all the black folks, you know. He thanks everyone.
Thank you, Uncle Don.
You know, he thanks everyone for the representatives as far as with the camp. But anyway, this is about Kyle right now. I have to address, I am a big, huge, major fan of Major Taps. Major Taps, that guy, he is so awesome. I started following him a whole bunch on Facebook, following him. I don't want to think I'm a stalker or anything. I just admire him, you know. it might come off standoffish that I might be a stalker of Major Tab. This is not that. It's just the fact I have one issue with that guy. That guy, he had a song he brought out called Blue Suede Shoes.
Okay.
And like I said, I love the Get Your Mind Right song because, yes, oh, yeah, I'm a stoner. Shout out to 420, you know. But
okay,
what
Kyle.
I have to say, that's why I fell in love with that guy. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Though what I have to say is that that Blue Suede Shoes, yes, the beat is nice. It's just what that guy is saying. And me being one of your big fans, Major Tabs, I have a big issue with that. Because you're talking about Elvis Presley, the most famous, the most popular. He is the king of pop, you know, the king of rock and roll, acapella, whatever you name it. I have an issue with that. First of all, Elvis is my greatest is my mother's auntie. My mother is sisters related to Elvis.
Oh, okay.
My nephew. Yes. So I feel that despite that, with Major, with his talent, with him coming with these albums, with these sayings about Elvis, this total disrespect I feel toward my uncle, I feel this totally disrespect. So that's why I have locked him up in my basement.
What?
Out there in Lakewood, past 117th, down to my basement. The simple fact that he disrespected my uncle, and I'm a huge Major fan, you know, and I guess I'm holding him for ransom. Can you hear me in the background?
Oh.
Hold on, let me hear you. Major.
Oh, come on. You can't do Major like that.
You hear that? Can you hear that?
You really should do Major like that, but I really... Let's be peaceful here, Kyle. How can we get our Major Taps back?
No, you know, I have a lot of love for all you black folks. A lot of you black you people. I mean, I have a lot of love for all you dark ethnicities. To say.
Okay.
You know, the best if you guys want this guy to reappear or resurface. And
we do.
I love the children. I love the children. For the good cause, May 5th, it's Cinco de Mayo. Yes, the Mexicans, whoop the whoop. We can still build a wall. But, look. No. No, I'm not a racist. Kyle's not a racist.
Oh.
Kyle loves
good,
the Mexicans.
Good.
He loves the Mexicans. The May 5th is Cinco de Mayo Day. If you guys want Major Tabs,
yes,
to reappear, I'm asking to come out to Carouge Park. This is where a lot of black folks live, you know. So, you know, I'm down. I'm cool Kyle, you know. You know, though, to reappear, for Major Tabs to reappear and resurface, pull up to Carouge Park, May 5th from 4 to 7, bring canned goods. And, oh, yeah, you know, this is a white guy saying this. You're going to have first 10 people that show up, oh, yeah, you will receive a cash voucher. And Major Tabs in the process. And then you guys know that, you know. Black Lives Matter, yes. To me, I feel, me, Kyle. All lives matter, you know. You know.
I hear you. And, I hear you, Kyle.
You know, and another thing, so I won't go for the disrespect of these. No, I'm not gonna say that these black men disrespecting these black women. They're beautiful. They're precious. You better not touch them. You better not. A white man would definitely. Kyle, ladies, come on. Come on. I love this, you know, Jungle Fever. Jungle Fever, you don't got nothing on this. So,
okay.
Major Taps.
Okay.
Major Taps, I heard he was disrespecting women out here, too. That's another thing he got. He's up around for, too. So I'm doing this for this cause. So, Kyle, me as Mr. Kyle, I'm going to represent for our new being queens and let Major Taps know you better never, ever, 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 ever disrespect my new being chocolate queens. Because if not, he going to catch the white magic.
Ouch.
Show up. You show up May 5th from 4 to 7 and bring canned goods. This is for the people in need. And, oh, yeah, Major said, what? Speak up.
We're going to get you out, Major.
Speak up, boy. Okay. Major Tap said, pull up cash vouchers for Proprietor ENT. That's basically what he said. Proprietor
okay.
ENT. Whatever that means, whatever that effing means. My father, my aunt, my grandfather built this damn country. You know, so I'm Kyle, and I'm saying I'm lit right now. And like I said, you guys want Major Taps back again? Pay up, bring canned goods. We're doing this for a good cause.
I want to say, Kyle, in good faith, because we expect to see Major Taps brought back this coming Thursday. We expect that. And what I'll do, I'll text your phone number, and in good faith, I'm going to give you that 216-200-1270. So you can take that bus trip to D.C., meal included, for a great white brother like yourself, Kyle. So I'm going to do that. Hey, hang tight, Major. I'm sure Kyle sounds like the type of person who honor his word. As long as we honor the request and bring canned goods, we plan on seeing you released this coming Thursday. Thank you very much, Kyle, for calling.
No doubt, Allie. No doubt, Sheriff.
No problem. See, if we can work some magic on this show, we will definitely do so. I even kept my word to you all. I sent Kyle. I like that. That was a rap group, old school, called Cool Kyle and Billy Bill. Anyway, that's what's their name. I think the track was old school. Anyway, I'm making sure that Cool Kyle can definitely call in to that number, 216-200-1270, after this program tonight to go to the bus trip to D.C., meal included. The Musketeer Ambassador, Queen Cheryl, definitely let her know that you heard it on this radio program. My thing is, since it's been a couple of years since you heard from them call into this program, I think I need to take the chance and the time to play something from Black Odyssey. Probably what Major Taps is doing right now in the basement of Kyle. That's Cool Kyle. I'm sure he's doing this exact same thing. We're going to play Keep Praying.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed.
Up. New day. day. New rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them stales, waiting to break, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in the city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme. The law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge gon' say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. We gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, we gonna keep praying, yeah. No matter what, love you.
You know, because I'm getting a chance to do this, since I have not gotten a chance to play this next artist, and he'll be coming out the box, literally, has not performed in a little while, a few years, a couple of years, why not play the brother, since he'll be making his performance, first time performing at the Hip Hop Workshop, and within the past couple of years, let's play something from King Eric Magnus Solomon Kane.
Watching all
shine as hard as you wanna shine. And later for them haters who be talking down, I stay up on my grind cause I have dreams. Watching all the people on them flat screens, establishing my family, trying to have things. Why not though?
Wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G spelled backwards. G-O-D, G-O-D in the flesh. That I be. Spirit moves me to grab a mic. Staying consistent, it's what y'all like. Real king, have me on the playlist. All queens in the house, dance to this. Twerk, drop it low, or move with class. We make the songs that are sure to last. Write my rhymes inside the doghouse. Ain't a muzzle made to shut my mouth. They dog me out and talk about me. I'm a fighting dog. Y'all won't stop me. Long Beach with Snoop? Now how does that sound? Cleveland is the home of the real dog pound. Dog biscuit eating, crazies like me. The kind you see on NFL TV. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G, reverse, G-O-D. Took off the leash, so now I'm free. All the haters, they can't stop me. Black flea collar stops ticks and fleas. Not a dirty dog, I take baths. Women know, I chase the cat. Raps George Clinton, I'm Funkadelic. HGS Live, like Parliament. They say a dog is man's best friend. I'm an activist until the end. My bark, my bite, my lyrics flow. I walk upright, not on all fours. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. 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 Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.